Saturday morning, August 10th, 2019, Pine Low Camp.
We'd start the meeting before the children ministered, and so we were sitting, as us men do, and when they asked if I would do that, Rod Betcher reached his hand over and put it on my knee as kind of a blessing, and I remembered in the Old Testament how that seemed to be something in their tradition where they would put their hand on their thigh as a covenant. But Wayne Peters said that Rod was actually, when he heard that I would lead the meeting, it was a thigh of relief. But I didn't understand that. I thought you'd want to know. It's a wonderful family, this family of God, and we have so much enjoyment, don't we, of one another, and the fellowship is so precious. Praise God. We'll need a pianist. The first song I'd like us to sing after we pray, I wouldn't mind if Grayson, if you would open the meeting in prayer in a moment. You can come up or use the remote, whatever suits you. But it is glory just to walk with Him. Do you know that one? He will guide our steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. But I'm going to change it up a little bit, so don't start too soon. Grayson, let's all stand. And Grayson, would you look to the Lord in prayer, please?
Hallelujah. Praise your name. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to ask you put a blessing upon the meeting, dear Lord. And we just pray that as the children give what they have to give, that your Spirit will be upon them and that we will be blessed. We just thank you so much for the wonderful meetings we've had this far. And we just pray that it will continue as this morning and into the rest of the day and through the evening, dear Lord. And we just ask your blessing upon everyone here in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when you say it is glory just to walk with Him, it's a testimony, right? You're just telling the Lord and whoever's listening that it's glory just to walk with Him. So if you change it up, it becomes an interview. Is it glory just to walk with Him? Is it glory just to walk with Him? Will He guide our steps aright through the veil, the valley, and o'er the height? Is it glory just to walk with Him? Why don't we just open the meeting by singing that to one another? Put your hands behind your back and look at one another and say, is it glory just to walk with Him? Sing it to one another. And then we'll do the testimony, because that's the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And so we can sing that prophetically. It is glory just to walk with Him. So don't make any physical contact when we're doing the interview. But when you're giving the testimony, you can shake hands or hug. But don't talk, or I'll get you to come up and do a solo. I know you'll want to chat, but don't. So let's just start. And we'll sing, is it glory just to walk with Him? So try F. Is it glory just to walk with Him? Is it glory just to walk with Him? Will He guide? Will He guide our steps aright through the veil? Through the veil and o'er the height. Is it glory just to walk with Him? Do the interview again. Is it glory just to walk with Him? Is it glory just to walk with Him? Will He guide our steps? Will He guide our steps aright? Through the veil and o'er the high. Is it glory? Is it glory just to walk with Him? It is glory. in and shake hands and hug, walk with him. It is glory. It is glory just to walk with Jesus. He will guide our steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with him. Tell one another again. It is glory just to walk with him. It is glory just to walk with him. Okay, you can cut it out now. Sing it again. It is glory just to walk with him. It is glory just to walk with him. He will guide our steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with him. Now we're going to personalize it. We'll put it in the key of G and get a little more volume there. But it is, we're going to talk to Jesus, who's here. He's not up there. He's here. It is glory just to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. You will guide our steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. You will guide my steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with you. And because I have trouble concentrating, all it takes is a squirrel and I forget what I'm doing. But let's sing it to him again, at least once more, and really tell him, it's just glory, Jesus, to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. You will guide my steps aright through the veil and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with you. Raise your hands and sing. It is glory just to walk with you. It is glory just to walk with you. You will guide my steps aright. Yes, you will, Lord. Through the veil and o'er the height. Yes, Jesus. It is glory just to walk with you. Amen. You may be seated. Just before the children come up, I would like to give a little testimony about our children. They are such a blessing that's beyond description. I tell you, my grandkids are just change us, don't they, Bertie and John? Transform us. And we're blessed. Well, yesterday, with all of these beautiful children, I did something. I hurt one of them. I stepped on her finger with my Sunday go-to-meeting Friday shoes. And she was on the floor in the dining hall, and we were just going through the entrance, and I stepped on her finger. And this is a little girl that we just adore each other. It's just fun to be together. And here she is, crying and really hurt, and I'm feeling so horrible. It wasn't anybody's fault, but it was just horrible to see her suffering. And then I held her and kissed her and her mommy heard the cry and came and spent some time with her. So I'm in the lineup just feeling so sad. She comes back up to me right in the lineup, doesn't talk about what happened. Her face is just beaming. She just wants to be with me and to love me. And this smile was so big and her face was shining. And I realized that this is when we say, I'm sorry to the Lord, and He comes back. He just wants to love us. He doesn't want to talk about what happened. He just wants to pour His love. He just wants the restoration of the relationship so you can have fun again with Him and walk with Him. And I learned about forgiveness from the face of that little child and just see her beaming face. And it just was life-changing to see that forgiveness in her. She didn't want to even talk about it. And I think that's the way the Lord is with us. I'm still processing it because it's so enormous. But praise the Lord for our children, our young people. And you know, you young people that were up here, there isn't one of you that are just so precious to us. And I remember when I was your age, I sure didn't feel that way. But I want you to know that we cherish every one of you. Every one of you so much. We don't even feel like we can make it without you. We need you that much. Praise God. So we're going to give opportunity for our children to bless us this morning. So would you come?
Good morning. I can't hear myself. When the people asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus told them a parable. He said, "There once was a Jewish man walking along the road to Jericho when some robbers came upon him. They beat him up. They knocked him down and left him there, half dead. Presently, a priest came down the road. He saw the wounded man lying there, but he didn't stop to help him. He just kept going along his way. Soon, another man came walking along the road, this time a Levite. He, too, saw the wounded man, but he did not stop to help him. Then came a Samaritan man walking along the road. He saw the wounded man and had mercy on him. He bandaged his wounds and cared for him. He picked him up and took him to town. He took him to the inn where the man could rest and recover. He then gave the innkeeper money to cover any more expenses, to make sure the wounded man would be well taken care of. Then Jesus said to the crowd, who was his neighbor? Was it the priest?
No.
Was it the Levite? It was the
Samaritan.
The end. Very nice job, everybody. We also learned this week at camp about Naomi and Ruth.
I did, Mommy.
And we talked about the way Ruth chose to stay with Naomi through the hard times.
Nana.
Ruth loved Naomi as herself, the way Jesus teaches us to do, right?
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bush. No, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bush. No, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. God's not letting us the spirit of fearfulness, love, power, and sound judgment. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
What song do I post to sing, Mommy? What song do I have to sing? What song do I have to sing? Can you help me? Joy is the flag flown high from the castle. March for a kingdom of my heart. March of my heart. As the flag float high from the castle of my heart. From the castle of my heart. For the king is in resident here. Yeah.
Work together again, just praising the Lord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him whenever I can. I'll praise Him for His love. Surround me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me.
Heavenly Father, are you really there? Can you hear and answer every child's prayer? And in heaven is far away. Lean closer around me as I pray. Heavenly Father, I remember now something that Jesus told disciples long ago. Suffer the children to come to me. Father, in prayer I coming now to thee.
Welcome me, my son, and I'll be a bee. If that book for me, I stand alone on the word of God, the B.I.B. Ali Viper. Of Jesus, of Jesus, Him, of Lord.
To sing? No, that wanted to sing? Oh. much, children. Yeah, you can ask questions to your moms and dads. Okay. Okay, now boys and girls, you're going to quietly get up and go back to moms and dads, and the 6 to 12-year-olds are going to have their turn, okay? Okay. Yeah.
So, can I do the embarrassing actions?
Next time you can. Yeah.
Okay, Thea, up you go. Mama, up. Up, Logan, up, Logan. Go this way. Good job.
Remember who you're standing beside, right? Nancy, right? Remember, guys, we're watching Nancy.
Watching Nancy.
We're going to start watching Mom.
Okay. So we're going to start with...
Beautiful. bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name, sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship His holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Worship His holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. Still in my soul I'll sing your praise unending. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. Dawn that day when my strength is failing, the angel's near and my time has come. Still my soul, I'll sing your praise unending. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship His holy name.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
The song we're going to sing is a song that the Lord gave my mom in scripture. And my grandma, I mean.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee
We'll sing that last song again that Sonor sang. Anna, sorry.
I did the same thing.
I knew I had problems when I called my son Brian. You're not surprised. But this is such a beautiful song that Anna sang to us, and all of the songs we just love to hear them all again. Mm-hmm. But let's just sing this together with Anna and her mom. Why don't you say the words?
So the words are, make me a servant. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
Let's sing together.
Make me a servant, humble. Oh,
to sing it for us, and let's close our eyes and raise our hands.
Make me a servant, humble.
I'm not sure if we need the music or not, but just stay by. We have some prayer requests here. It's our opportunity to be a servant and intercede and pray. Brother Byron, would you help me with these? This is from Carl Amundsen. Recently, my mother Janice Amundsen's uncle Sam and Aunt Edith were in a car accident. Sam passed away, and Edith is in critical condition. Please pray that Edith will live and have encouragement for the family. Also, their son Chris had a heart attack last month. Pray that it doesn't stress him. Amen. It's a good time to stand together. Praise God. We've come to realize how much you love families, Lord, and how the things that concern them are a concern to you. For this family of Janice's, Lord, these relatives, we just pray for the widow that's left behind and her son. Dear Father, let her wounds heal, we pray. Let the wife heal, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally. Lord, we just touch the hem of your garment on her behalf and on her son Carl's behalf, Lord. We lift them up to you. We pray that you would manifest yourself in a mighty way in their lives, dear Lord, and that it would be you that would be given the tribute for it all, we ask. In Jesus' name. And the people said,
this prayer request is for Kevin Dale, and it's submitted by Terrellyn Dale, his daughter, right here. And so good to, I appreciate having her here for the reason that I know the Dale family very well. They're from Rosetown, Saskatchewan, and I just remember Kevin growing up. We went out to Rosetown several times to picnics and whatnot, and to see they moved into the United States and have a family, and one of them is here, and what a blessing the Lord has blessed them so very much. But now we have a prayer request for Kevin, and this is, it says, please pray for my dad, Kevin Dale, and his work situation. For the last few years, he has been extremely overworked and treated unfairly. In the last few months, he has been working 16-plus hours a day and 8 hours, and is having to work on through the weekend because of the amount of work set before him. He knows that God wants him in this position and is using him to help others. But please pray for strength, peace, and joy to overflow him and my family at this as he continues this journey. God is good. Thank you always for your prayer, love and prayers. Terrell and Dale.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, this request really touches our hearts, and we bring our brother Kevin before you, and we just pray that you will give him wisdom even through this trial, dear Lord, and strength, that as this has been taking place, that those around him will see the strength and wisdom that you have given him, and that even see that you live within him, dear Lord. And Father, just bless him.
Yes.
And at this time, and we just ask for a change to begin taking place, even now as we pray.
Yes.
That he will be relieved of the stress, and peace will fill his heart.
Amen.
And this will all be a very positive situation.
Yes.
Just bless him and bless the family now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
For Cheryl and for her kids. Stand ready to come and stand with us. Wayne, would you come and help with this one?
So, just read that request first. Please pray for our sister Esther, who has some serious health issues.
This is from the Greif family, by the way. The Greif family is from Payette, and a large family that we've known over the many years. I remember the Greif parents. I don't know how many children were in the family, a dozen or so. And we knew most of them over the years and appreciated them. And some are here and some are not, but we love them all. And this is a prayer request for one of that family. So go ahead.
Who is this for? Who's this handkerchief for?
For this.
For this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I'll start over. Please pray for our sister Esther, who has some serious health issues. Please pray over this handkerchief for complete healing for her. Also, please pray for our brother Dan, who recently had a detached retina. But more importantly, pray for his detached spirit from the Lord.
Amen.
He needs the Lord. He needs to be restored.
Amen.
Thank you, great family.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
As we pray for communion and we bless it in the name of Jesus, we pray for our food and we bless it in the name of Jesus. Even so, dear Lord, we need the impartation of your Holy Spirit into this cloth so that it can be a comfort and a healing and everything that is necessary for complete health,
yes, God.
Yes, hallelujah. For all that is necessary in our sister Esther's life. Mm. Father, it says it's serious. Mm-hmm. Lord, when it's serious with us, it's just absolutely nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are so much more. You have created us. You've made us. You know all about us.
Father, we just know that the anointing is what breaks the yoke. Let your anointing be imparted unto this cloth right now. You lay our hands upon it. In the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Lord, we pray for Brother Dan. Marjorie and I had the joy of meeting him. He has been gifted with a wonderful voice, and yet it is a voice that no longer reaches up to heaven. We pray, dear Lord, that because you love him more than we could even know, he's forgotten that, Lord, and we pray that you would remind him today as we're speaking. You would begin to change his heart, dear Lord. Thank you for his love for his Greif family, and that he feels free to come and be with Mike, Lord, and Gwen and Payette. And
thank you, Lord.
Lord, wherever he is, we just pray not only for his eyesight, but for his spiritual restoration, dear Lord. Father, just touch the whole man. Let him recall once again who you are and his and the joy that he can find again in you.
Yes.
We pray for Dan together in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Draw him to yourself, dear Lord.
Yes, God.
As we enter into the realm of the Spirit, dear Lord. Well, Father, even now, even this very moment,
yes,
dear Lord. Even this very
hour.
Moment, this
yes.
very hour, dear Lord.
Yes, God.
In the self same hour, dear Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks.
Amen, Lord. Praise God. We need to pray for Cheryl Medina, too. She's had a bit of a setback in our terms. And all we know, if I'm right, Sister Rhoda, you can come up and pray.
I'm actually right here.
Oh, Debbie's here. Can both be here.
Did one of the Greif family come
in? Yes. I'm going to give a look and then we'll have you sisters.
Okay. So Cheryl came through the surgery wonderfully. She's actually looking much better than I've seen her look in a long time. And she's feeling much better than she has felt in a long time. They just got the report back from the lab work for her kidneys, and it did not come back normal. So they're going to, I think the plan is to give her lots of fluids, start her Lasix, and try and kick start the kidneys into working again. So that's where we are right now. We don't know. At first, the plan was for her to be discharged today if everything came back normal. Things aren't normal, so we don't know where that stands right now. And Dan's there with her, so that's what I know. Other than she looks so much better, and the pain is so much better. So, yeah.
Just go ahead and lead us in prayer. Stand with your sister.
Praise God. Praise God.
Precious Jesus, we just I thank you so much, Lord, for taking us to the hospital that you did.
Yes.
And I thank you for the doctors that have just stepped right up to the plate, knew what to do, and did what had to be done. And I thank you, Lord, that Cheryl is responding well,
mm-hmm.
that you've just been in this whole situation and that she was here with me.
Yeah.
I really do thank you for that, Lord. I just pray now, Father, please, that you touch her kidneys.
Yes, Lord.
Just as you did last time, Doctor, dear Lord, when the doctors were ready to put her on dialysis, you touched her.
Yes.
And they didn't have to do the dialysis. We just pray for your mercy now and
yes.
that you touch Cheryl again. Touch those kidneys and cause them to work,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And we thank you, Father, for touching her, for being with her through surgery, and for touching her kidneys, Lord, because we know that you're going to take care of this too. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Ashton, can we pray for you, for your back? Sure, just come up. We'll have Ashton come up, but if you're in need of a touch from the Lord, you might be moving that way. If you feel to come up, we can meet you down at the front here, but this is Jesus' hospital, the church, and we need his kind of help. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Peter and John said to the man, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." And Lord, many of us have received healing for our backs. Mine was miraculous. Lord, such as I have, I just pray that my experience, our experience from you, dear Lord, would be Ashton's, dear Father, and that you would just set every tissue and every molecule, all of the tendons and ligaments and cartilage. Those things are an acronym for TLC. Your tender, loving care, Lord, just touch every part of our brother's back with your tender, loving care. We come before you, Lord, not with words, but with faith. We pray, dear Lord, that you would restore him and that this thing would not be a deterrent in his life, but, dear Lord, that he would be able to rest in you and find that you are more than sufficient for his need, we pray. Just turn the tables on this today is our request, dear Lord. We ask, and all of us together ask, in your wonderful name, Jesus, lay your hand upon him and restore him, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Praise God.
These back situations can really be a challenge. I know I've had the back problems over the years, and I did have surgery back in 1990, which helped a lot, but still have some problems. But we look for a miracle in healing. That's what we'd really like to have. But the Lord is often gracious to guide the have surgery available, which many years ago it wasn't, but he's brought that into our existence now, and it's often quite a benefit. And the other thing is to teach us to manage some of these things. And I've kind of learned to manage my back problems that I have, in that I take it pretty easy in the morning and don't go too fast when I first get up, and do some stretches, and don't ever go jogging or jumping.
So I know better than that. So we ask for wisdom and for ourselves and for the medical staff, and we also ask for complete healing. The Lord made our bodies, and He can heal them, but sometimes He takes us through some valleys that need to teach us a few things too, and we never know what the reason is, but we just know that we do have a loving God who loves us and wants to see us everything operating well, that our ministry can operate as it should. Praise God.
We're going to pray for Randall for his foot pain, right? And maybe there's others here. Chris, I see you're beside your dad there. Maybe you just take his hand on behalf of all of us. And we don't want people with balance issues to be falling. Amen? Not even once. And we'll pray for Dave and Edie while we're thinking of it. But excuse my foolishness, but if you have bad feet, God wants to bless your soul, right? It's true. He wants to have us strong. He wants us to be well. So, Randall, would you come? And if you think of others or you have the need yourself, however you want to talk to the Lord about it, while we pray for Randall, just receive from the Lord what you need, and He will supply. We're believing, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Dear Lord, we just pray for your healing touch upon Randall today, dear Lord. And you've created us. You have planned for us to be here. And you have, this is a wonderful, our bodies are a wonderful creation. As we think of it, we none of us could even imagine the processes or the construction of our bodies, dear Lord. And dear Father, we just pray, sometimes they don't operate just the way they should, and Father, we just ask for a healing touch upon Randall today.
Amen, Lord.
And a strengthening of his body in every way. Hallelujah. And especially now this pain in his foot, dear Lord, that it would be relieved even now as we pray.
Yes,
Father.
Amen.
We just ask for that, that we look for a miracle, dear Father.
Yes, Lord.
As we pray and we bless Randall now in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Yes, Lord, and for our sister Wendy here, who has been valiant in our estimation to come here, in spite of her difficulties, Lord, she seeks your face and joins us in fellowship. And Brother Lloyd coming here, and Dave and Edie Wright, dear Lord. And if there are others in the congregation here who are having some difficulties in that way, we claim your healing, Lord, that you would flow through the body of Christ, dear Lord.
Yes,
not just healing individuals, but heal us all, dear Lord. As a corporate body, we need your life.
Yes.
Dear Lord, we pray that as we learn to abide in you, that you said that if we abide in you and you in us, we will ask whatever we will. Lord, we don't want just benefits. We want a relationship that breathes life into us in every way, body, soul, and spirit. Dear Lord, draw us closer to yourself. Dear Lord, we don't want heavenly commodities. We want a heavenly relationship with you that will cause life to flow. We ask this in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Just before we find out what the Lord wants next, we're going to have a water baptismal today. And so we're going to have our lunch together. I haven't checked my time. I don't know how soon lunch is, but it's at 12 usually. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a church meeting down by the river, down by the lake. And just come. I don't know what to do about us men with our solar collectors, because I don't like wearing a head covering in the presence of the Lord. So I'll figure out what to do, because I want to honor my head. But
stand by the tree.
Okay. Yeah, there should, at my height, there should be a lot of things that give me shade. I'll stand by Stuart. But isn't that wonderful? We have a candidate, and if there are more at the time, we'll have a time of singing. And I think that when it's been my experience, when someone is baptized, I just feel like it's happening to me again. And we have that time where we want to lay down our old nature. I have a boy from the prison in PA. He's been calling me. I've been visiting him, and for a year he's just pleading, I want to get baptized so I can lay my old nature down and walk with Jesus. And that's what happens, is we have a funeral for the old man, and we have a resurrection for the new man. Praise God. And that's what God does for us. And we just look forward to a wonderful time at 1 o'clock. Just, I hope you can all be there. There might be some reasons why you can't, but if you can, please join us there at 1 o'clock.
I think it won't hurt to let everyone know who will be baptized. It's Naomi Price, our granddaughter, and it's been quite obvious for some time that she is sincerely walking with the Lord, and she just has that wish to be baptized. So it's a wonderful experience. I'm sure that any that have been baptized would be able to testify that it's just a step. It's a voluntary step that you take, and you come out of the water and just into that new life. And it's done in front of the congregation, in front of the church, so that all of us know, and we are in support of that, and very much. So if there are others that feel to be baptized in water today, and you feel that it's time for that in your life, please let us know, and don't hesitate to proceed with that. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we have another half hour. So lunch is usually at 12. It's scheduled for 12:15. I guess sometimes we get started before that, but we should be finished by one or so, or most of us will be finished by one to be able to go to the baptismal service. And it's not too far to go anyway. It's pretty nice, very special location we have here. Praise the Lord. So is there something that anyone has on their heart that this morning to, yeah. What's that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We've had a wonderful camp, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful. I know sometimes when we get back home, things aren't quite so free and easy. And I was thinking of that scripture that when Jesus died at the cross, he would say, "It is finished." it is finished. And but then we read that Satan goes about the earth as a roaring lion, and his time is short. And this has been experienced in our lives. It was mentioned at the Battleford camp at one point about the troops landing on the beach. I guess you call it a beachhead. And the war was really over once they had accomplished that. And that's in our lives as well. When you give your heart to the Lord, you land on the beachhead. And it was talked there about Europe. But I was thinking of the islands in the South Seas in the Second World War, so it's kind of a similar idea. I don't remember if it was the Philippines, whatever islands, because I'm not a great one for remembering history. The people there had some defenses, but the Japanese, they came, and their power is much greater, and with great ease, they took over those islands, even though the people tried to resist. And to me, that's a picture of us before we're saved. We try to resist, but the enemy is stronger. And in this case, in the war, the American troops came in. There was other allies as well. And they would fly their planes over an island and look for the strong places or the places where they were holding and controlling. And they'd study that for quite a while and draw their plans. And then they would go in with their forces and maybe be lots of tragedies and maybe even some people dying. And they would take a beachhead, the one that they figured was the best spot for taking control of that island. And that's what happens when we get saved. We get that beachhead on. There's a change in our lives, but not everything has changed. There's still the island to take, but we can say, whenever the captain or whatever would land on the island, however they communicated, he'd radio back. He didn't say we got to the island. He didn't say we got a beachhead. He says, sure, we have taken the island. Sir, we have taken the island. And Jesus said, it is finished. So when you take in the island, it is finished. And then after they've taken the island, more weapons and more people and more things come into the island, and that little space gets kind of full and it's time to move forward. And that's what I found in my life. Maybe you came into my life. There was someone on that island. We're not really an island, but I'm just trying to make a picture. So don't interpret it. It's like when Jesus gave those parables about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God wasn't a lost coin. It wasn't the sheep. But it was for an example. So the different forces would come in and they would take more of the island. That's been the story of my life. Sometimes I look around and think, boy, that person should go a lot farther than I did. But you know what? He maybe didn't start as far back. That's true. That's why we can't judge. That's why we can't judge. And the island is yours, providing that we allow the help to come for us, for the extra troops to come, for the extra weapons to come. As long as we abide in that and don't quit and say that that's it, we can say it is finished. And even maybe I could pass on and it wasn't quite finished. Well, then, but it would get finished. It would get finished. So I just wanted to share those few thoughts with you that, because you can get discouraged. When I first became a Christian, I didn't have the experience. Some people have the bluer skies and greener grass. And I was very shy and wasn't even sure just what had happened. It had been such an unusual experience for me because I had no idea what was really happening. But I would hear people saying, what's happened to Mark? I'm not supposed to hear, but I don't know, when you're young, you don't realize sometimes your five senses can be just exceptional. So I was hearing people say things when I wasn't supposed to. I don't know how many times I heard that, and I thought, what on earth are they talking about? I never had drug problem or all that. I was never that, none of that stuff. But the change was still noticeable. That beachhead in my life made me a different person. Another person, sometimes somebody is a drug addict or an alcoholic, and these are the stories you hear that are supposedly so phenomenal. I think my change was phenomenal. Sometimes someone comes and they're jumping for joy and they're so full, excited, and they're an early Christian. Seems like they got the victory over everything because they no longer, God, some of them instantly stop taking drugs with no withdrawals. Another one comes and they still have that battle. They still have that battle with the drugs. But they're still a new creation. God has touched something in that beachhead of their life. And with the Lord's help, they overcome that also. That's taking the island. They're taking the island. Amen? And there's so many, not just sins in our lives, but maybe boldness. There's all kinds of things that we desire, maybe wisdom. It's all there. It's all for us to take. And the troops will keep coming. Don't stop the troops. Keep the troops coming. The island is yours.
So I have a testimony that I felt it on my heart to share today, and it's kind of a testimony of healings, of something God has done in my life that I am so thankful for. So last October, I had a really bad pain in my lower back, and it was really significant, and I was struggling a lot to sit in school or to do anything, and I couldn't do any sports or anything like that. So I went to the doctor, and they immediately sent me for an MRI. And the MRI was scheduled to be on a Monday, and the weekend before, I went to Denver to watch my cousin's football game. And I woke up that morning, and my entire leg was completely numb, and I had burning pains in my feet, and I was having a really hard time walking, and I was just really struggling. And when I had the MRI, they told me that I had a ruptured disc in my spine, which is really uncommon for a teenage girl. So they told me I would have to have surgery. And if you don't know, that is really not good to have surgery on your spine at such a young age because it can build up scar tissue, which is just, it's not good. So I was scheduled to talk about my surgery with the orthopedic surgeon on a Wednesday. And the Sunday before, I went to church, and my local elders prayed over me. And before they did, my mom told me that if I wanted God to heal me, I had to have faith. And I had prayed to be healed for myself, but I don't think I really believed that I would get healed. I think I just prayed because that was what I was supposed to do. And as soon as they prayed over me, I felt a lifting off of my back, and I had no pain. And when I went to this orthopedic surgeon, I had all my strength in my muscles. I didn't have any pain, and they were so amazed because they had never seen a recovery like this before. And I didn't have to have surgery and or physical therapy or any treatment. So I think that God has a purpose for our pain, and I think the reason that he did that in my life was to grow my faith. And I just always think of that verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future, because God really does work things through our lives in ways that we don't expect. And even in the time, it might feel like it's not doing anything but harming you, but it's, God has a plan. So thank you.
I've appreciated Sonia's boldness this week. When she has something on her heart, she just gets up here and prays. Maybe we can all be a little bolder. We've really enjoyed having my nephews, Carl and Max, here. They've been a real blessing. They've entered into prayer and had a wonderful anointing and been wonderful leaders. But, you know, I was chatting with guys yesterday a little bit about you, and I said, you know, there's a reason that there's such depth in your life. They've got a mama that has got a neurological problem with her feet. And this family has prayed long and hard for Janice. I thought it's just a terrible shame when we are having service where we're talking about feet. If we don't take 1 minute and say a short prayer, and that's what I'm going to do today. But first I want to say to the young people, you know, when things don't go so good, don't be so worried about it. If you'll walk with God, He's going to make you strong, and He's going to bring joy into your life. Those bad things, they actually end up being the good things. Lord Jesus, today we want you to remember your servant Janice, who, O Lord, is faithful in all her ways. Many times, O Lord, she has experienced excruciating pain, been awake many, many nights. Lord, you know all about it, and you see her in your eyes of honor. But Lord, has there not come this day today where we could say, O Lord, let this be enough, and let there come a great relief in her life. Lord, let this family enjoy good health, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was up here before, but I saw Mark come up twice, and so I thought I'd follow his lead. I didn't want to take away from the room that somebody else might use, but I felt this was, I had this on my heart all week. It's one of the two things that the Lord seemed to impress upon me, and it's a scripture we're all familiar with. And I'll just read in chapter 18 of Luke. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, she's going to keep bugging me, to put it in my words. Though I fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming, she weary me. It was a matter of convenience for him. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. He will avenge them speedily. Your prayers matter. He will avenge them speedily. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of Man cometh. Shall he find faith on earth? A wonderful thing don't give up. If you have a pain and you have trouble in your body and you come for prayer to the elders, don't give up. Go back next week. Maybe they'll get weary of your continual coming. But you know, the Lord will avenge you speedily. And if it takes two times, make it two times. If it takes 10 times, make it 10 times. That's what we're here for. We're here for the Lord. And if there's something that is in the way of that, take time to talk to the Lord and say, you know, maybe there's unforgiveness in my heart. Maybe there's something blocking this. That's okay too. I'm not saying there is. Maybe the Lord has a purpose, a greater purpose, and He'll give you a peace about that. But keep coming. Keep asking for prayer. Amen.
I just thought of the name of this church or movement, The Move, right? Well, I've got a song, and it's for this, I think it's for this whole movement. This is how it goes. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. And I believe God is going to use the move to move out in love to the generations out there, in light, because love is the weapon, right? Amen? Amen.
Believe it or not, I used to play tennis. That was before I got married. I guess I'm still playing tennis. That must be wisdom, because I hadn't thought of that. But balance is the fruit of the Spirit. I was playing tennis in Battleford, North Battleford, and it was, the courts were right next to the hospital. That must have been wisdom. And Brother Price, he doesn't go jogging anymore. So forth, you know. Preventative maintenance. And I was playing tennis and my foot went over. Anybody ever had that problem? It's like a dried twig. When you step on it, it makes this noise. And then your foot gets purple and big, and your shoes don't fit. Very inconvenient. Especially when you're at camp on your motorcycle, shifting gears and with your left foot and so forth, you know. I've been in the maintenance factory for a while. But I had some friends that I was playing with, and they said, well, you know, here's the hospital, let's go. I said, no, 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 no. We're going to the grounds, and we're going to get prayer. I think I have more faith back there than I do now. And I remember laying there on my bed, and the brethren were praying for me, and I had this great feeling in my leg, in my foot, in my ankle, and I was had my eyes closed, and I could feel like the Holy Spirit was in there, just, you know, remanufacturing or adjusting, or, you know. And the purple was gone by the time they finished praying. The swelling was gone. Does that happen? Well, I figure we need a few testimonies. And it builds our faith. And, So I became critical of all those people that wouldn't use this route. And you know, when I began to think, you know, like I was just a notch ahead, then on the faith department, that is, I would, then the swelling started. And then the Lord has just the perfect way of keeping us humble. And, you know, I could have gotten extreme on the on that side of things. What happened to me was that I rode home with my motorcycle. I had no issues. But I had pain in that foot for well over a year. No swelling, no purple. And then I said to the Lord, you know, I know you've healed this. It was visible. Why am I having this pain? And I said, you know, Lord, I'm going to go to the hospital and get an x-ray. And I went to the hospital and got an x-ray. And they said, there's nothing wrong with your ankle. And I've never had pain in it since. Is that called balance? Is that respecting what the medical field can do? You know, God just didn't want me out there, you know, on some extreme plan. You know, without having this happen, I wouldn't have a testimony here today. And 1 Peter 1, verse 6 and 7 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I've quoted this many times, verse 7, that the trial of your faith be more precious than gold or silver that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Every one of us wants faith. But none of us wants the trial. And so, count it all joy. God's building your faith. God bless you.
I know I've been up here before too. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to say for sure, but then I never am. But when Wayne was giving his testimony, I thought I need to give a text exhortation to you, but maybe a little testimony. You know, I appreciate the amazing testimonies, you know, like Greg's experience with the Lord recently with his business. You know, everybody likes the miraculous miracles. But you know, each one of us here has a unremarkably remarkable testimony. I've been going to church most of my life. I've experienced things in him. I was sick for 2 or 3 months as a 7-year-old. I was prayed for. And when the pastor of our church, which Brian knows, Dennis Ramsey, he left and he said, "Rod, quote the scripture, 'By his stripes we're healed.'" And I quote the whole thing. You know, 7-year-old laying in my bed. And I had pneumonia in both lungs. They had diagnosed me with rheumatic fever. I had a murmur in my heart. You know, I didn't know any of that. I was a 7-year-old. I wanted to race around the hallways in my wheelchair. I got out of the hospital. I was at home. I was scheduled for an appointment with the specialist that had diagnosed me. I had to go to Saskatoon. And he came in. He did some more tests before I got there. And he said to me when I walked in the door, he said, "I don't know which doctor you've been seeing, but the doctor you've been seeing performs miracles, because you no longer have any evidence that you had any of those things. You don't have a heart murmur anymore. You have, you know, there's no signs that you had rheumatic fever. Don't ever tell anybody you ever had it, because, you know, it's on your insurance form, right?" So I've confidently lied ever since then. But you know, we walk along, and I believe in my life that I've believed lies. Lies from the enemy. Lies often given in the best of light. But you know, today we're going to have a baptismal service. And Naomi, when you go down into the water, the man, the woman, the person, the sinful nature is buried and gone. You're going to arise in the newness of the life of Christ. Now, does that mean that you're going to be perfect? In him, through him, in his eyes, you are perfect. You will struggle. But that's a reminder that there's an enemy at work that doesn't want your soul to be right with him. He does not want your heart to be full of his heart. He wants you to live this almost victorious life. But Christ came to bring to you the victory. There is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You walk in newness of life. Daily we crucify the old man by the Holy Spirit, and we walk in the Spirit. We don't look at the negative. I know that's a saying, you know, look at the positive things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about claiming every moment that you walk that you are a free person. The chains have been broken. We put those chains back on, not only on ourselves, but we put them back on our brothers and sisters. We will look at the things that are wrong in their life instead of looking at the Christ that dwells within them. I said to somebody today that I used to be 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and I'm 5'9" or 10" and full of holes. And yeah, I've had a little bit of a reckoning with my mortality. I was playing hockey more than a year ago. It was May 2nd, before this camp. And no, I still have not had someone pray for this shoulder. I'm kind of stubborn that way. I don't know why. I think that when I do things to myself that I don't deserve the Lord. So he's been teaching me a little bit. But I wouldn't trade that experience, because through the injury to this shoulder, I've realized how dependent I am on the other muscles in this shoulder and other things. I have to adjust the way that I live a little bit. And that has been an example to me of how important each member that you're sitting beside, that you go to church with each day, every member of the body of Christ, Christians that you aren't aware of, Christians that you will meet as you walk down the road, the Christ in them is important to your life. But more importantly, we walk together in this way. The Lord will add, the Lord will take away. But every member that you see here, especially those in your local assembly, are vital to your walk. And you are vital to theirs. You know, each person, it doesn't matter whether it's your son or your daughter or your husband, your wife, your grandmother, your uncle, your aunt. The connection isn't important. The natural connection isn't important. It's the spiritual connection. It's the Christ that dwells within each one of us. And without that concentration on Him and getting to know who He is, you know, you can know the Bible backwards and forwards. You can know it verse by verse, line by line. But if you don't know the Christ that inspired that Bible, I won't say it's just a bunch of words, because it's still more than just a bunch of words, because it's inspired word. But what makes the Scripture alive is the life that dwells within your heart. And our responsibility to one another is to enhance that relationship. Our responsibility, our soul to us. We need to spend every day getting to know who Christ is at a more intense level. If you're going to be in the room, you're going to be in the room, as Ethan said, are you in or are you out? Are you, you know, like, what is it you're here for? And, you know, we talk about how we come here, and this is it's so easy to walk with the Lord. If your concentration is on the Lord, when we come together, this is just a culmination of the walk that's been going on as we've been going on. I believe that even though it's a little more difficult to walk when you aren't rubbing shoulders with some of the most wonderful people you've ever met, it is a little bit more difficult when that miserable customer walks in the door that wants something for nothing. I don't have very many of those. I have a sign behind my desk that says, "Some bring joy. All bring joy into this office. Some when they come and some when they leave." But, you know, we are here to bring joy into one another's life. That joy comes from Christ. And I challenge you to spend every moment you can getting to know who Christ Jesus is. It's that relationship with Him that'll bring you through adversity. Don't pray for a lack of adversity. Don't pray for a perfect life and wealth and prosperity and health and all those things. Pray to get to know the healer. When the Lord allows things to kind of, forget the devil, although he's there every minute of the day, when you feel convicted often, or condemned is a better word, more better isn't a good grammar, I realize that, but more better sometimes works, okay? A more correct thing is the devil is interested in drawing you away from the Lord. When he comes and attacks, when he buffets you, you use that as a beacon to send you back to Jesus. Because Jesus isn't condemning you. Jesus is making you a new person. And adversity is what brings beauty. It brings life. It brings an understanding. It brings faith. It's bringing you to that place where you have an understanding of what Christ went through. Christ did not have an easy life. But Christ gives you the victory over anything that you go through. And when you come up against something that is bigger than you, you have living within you something that is bigger than that. And it's there to direct you to Him and to make you into that image of who He is. We were created in His image so that He would have someone to fellowship with. He wants to spend time with you. He came for you. It's not about, you know, praying enough times, about some regimen that you put in, although sometimes you need a regimen to get you to do something. But it's about a relationship. It's about spending the time and knowing who He is. And when you see someone in need, the heart of Christ that's within you should break for that person's need. It shouldn't be, oh, I wonder what Christ wants. It should be, I know exactly what Christ wants because his nature resides right in this heart. And he wants you to love the way he loves. And I think I've said that probably 3 times now. But he wants you to, maybe not right now, but all 3 times I've been up here, I'm pretty sure. Well, my memory of what I said is gone. But he wants you to love the way he loves. He wants you to see his creation the way he sees it. You know, he sees you completed and victorious. He wants you to see your brother completed and victorious. And when you see your brother stumble, your responsibility is to help that brother back on the path. It's not to condemn. It's not to criticize. It's not to talk about him behind his back. It's to go to him and help him to know how much Christ loves him and how much we need him, her, it.
Appreciate the ministry this morning. We're going to dismiss now and give everyone time to get their meal over with and baptismal service hopefully at 1 o'clock. This evening is the last meeting of the camp, and I feel that that should be a time of singing and rejoicing and thankfulness for the camp and thankfulness for what God has done for us, and expressing this to one another, encouraging one another, so that we can all go from this place rejoicing. So we plan on a wonderful meeting this evening, building one another up. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed.